minus 1 minute. T minus 50 seconds. T minus 40 seconds. T minus 30 seconds. T minus 20 seconds. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Zero.
Own it, own it, own it, Kong. I own it, it did.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.
We're back, baby! It's Wednesday! Your Dynamite Dolls are back together after a very, very long time. Felt like forever. My other half is back.
It did. It felt like forever.
It's Wednesday. You're watching Women's Wrestling Talk.
The number one women's wrestling show on the planet. And I'm back, guys. Listen, first of all, I am going to say this publicly. Asia, I love you so much. Thank you for holding me down. You killed it this month. You are our girl. We love you so much. Honorary Dynamite Doll. You are that girl. But this girl, she's back. I'm back. So I missed y'all.
She's back.
I hope y'all miss me. Because I missed y'all. So, just saying.
I'm so happy you're back. We were talking before. I'm just your beautiful energy is back. I love it. Oh, speaking of our honorary doll.
Speaking of our honorary doll right there.
Check out Women's Wrestling Army tomorrow.
Please do. Amazing on Women's Wrestling Army. Please, please, please. Even if you don't watch, let them keep you up with the team. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Nikki. The gold standard. We are back. We're back.
Well, you know, things have not changed around here. We're going into revolution. You picked a perfect time to come back. New month. We're going into revolution. Whew. We got to do it. We got to do it.
Camera, but let's.
How would you?
Okay. Go with me. I'm going to give it a medium. It was about a medium to hot. There were some hot moments. There were some moments mm-hmm. where I was like, okay, you're coming in hot. There were some moments where it wasn't as spicy on the back end, but it was still decent. Mm-hmm. So it was a decent level of heat tonight going into Revolution to me. I think it was a pretty good Dynamite. It was pretty good. The card lived up.
Yeah.
I will say that. The card lived up.
Yeah, this was a great card, like a big, huge card for their first night of three in San Francisco. They are a couple hours away from me. No, I'm not going to Revolution. Sad about it. Anyways. But yes. You know what? I'm gonna agree. I think we had some like and then it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Overall. Mm-hmm. You know, the ending kind of was we'll get into that, but don't worry, guys. We have the entire Dynamite. We're gonna go over our pay-per-view predictions and we will give a little preview of the brand new Ring of Honor show coming out tomorrow on Honor Club. So everyone check that out. I know there's a million things to watch, but watch that for sure.
Also,
yeah.
I'll plug myself really quick.
Of course.
Your Dynamite Doll will be on the media call with Toni Khan tomorrow prior to Ring of Honor coming on. And I will be live tweeting the media call. So follow Women's Wrestling Talk Pod, WWE Talk Pod for the tweets. Everybody can't listen, but I have a way of doing a thread to make sure that you get all the information that you need just by following the Twitter thread. So, JD, don't start with me. I'm back. Why are we being funny? I thought you, you know what? Y'all didn't miss me. That's okay. But yes, I will be live to your call, guys. So make sure you follow the Twitter for Women's Wrestling Talk Pod so that you get all the information on what Toni Khan has to offer, what he has to say about Honor Club, because I think it's specifically about Ring of Honor and Honor Club and all of that. And if you can think of a question that you really just feel is pressing, DM it to me. I might email it in. Toni might answer it. So
just letting you know. You got to ask about the women. You know, we're going into Super Card of Honor, so... Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
If you read spoilers, some, you know, big things are going on for Super Card of Honor. So we may be doing some previews for that.
We might.
I'll figure it out. Back to Dynamite. Huge night. We were going to hear from MJF and Bryan Danielson ahead of their match this week. Matt Hardy and Hook for the FTW Championship. Orange Cassidy and Big Bill for the All-Atlantic Championship. Chris Jericho versus my boy Peter Avalon. Toni Storm and Riho, the face of the revolution, ladder match with Samoa Joe on commentary. And of course, the casino tag team battle royal. There's a lot of things happening tonight in the historic Cow Palace.
Ooh, a ton of things. It was a lot. The car was full up. Like my grandfather used to say, full up. The car was full.
And we kicked it off with the All-Atlantic Championship match. Orange Cassidy, Big Bill, and Stokely. I just have a question because our honorary doll loves this look. It kills her.
Listen.
How do you feel about this outfit? I just want to know.
I love the look. The look is giving me a little mini angry black man every time he comes out, and I cackle. I love it. He flips the glasses up. It's just the whole thing. And I'm a fan of anything that Stokely does. Stokely is really good. I think eventually if they let Stokely keep cooking, he could be on the level of, and you heard it here first, a Black Paul Heyman eventually in his career. He's got that ability to push anybody. They've had him with so many random people, and anybody they put him behind, he can talk. So it's like, let the man cook. I like it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I like it too. I just wanted to know your thoughts because we haven't got to talk about it because, you know, but I just, it's ridiculous. What a silly, silly man. I love him. Really? But you're right. It could be a Paul Heyman.
It's just good. Yeah, he could be. He could be.
Imagine us and Stokely.
That would be hilarious. Because what?
Just why?
Not that I think we need a Stokely. Stokely would need us because we're the entertainment.
He also did what Jade didn't need him, but they also were so great.
Yeah, he was great.
So he even if the level of a person he's with, he's always going to elevate them. Mm-hmm. A pretty fun match to open, though.
It was. I was surprised they started with this. Mm-hmm. But then when I was watching it, I was like, okay. It's making sense. You know, they had to get the pun in about this being the biggest challenge of Orange Cassidy's career. It's like, yeah, the man's 7 feet tall. Clearly, it's the biggest challenge. and honestly, he had to fight for his life for this one, man.
He really did. This man went through a table, as you can see.
The off-brand Hurt Lock, the Great Value Hurt Lock, him around like it was a lot. I was in fear for Orange Cassidy for a second because the baby was struggling. Okay,
he really was. Iconic. He put the glasses on.
I can't. Such a clown.
This is so good. This is a perfect comedy. All of them. And it was also a good serious match. It was the just right. everything you want in a match. Danhausen came out, of course, tried to curse Stokely.
The funniest thing to me was when Danhausen was swinging at the same time as Orange Cassidy, trying to like put power behind his swings. And it's like, it's not going to work. It is not working. It's not working.
Oh my gosh. What a good time.
It was a great match. Wonderful match. Good. But our champion.
Our champion retained.
He retained.
It was it three or so moves he had to do? He had to like do a couple times because you're
JD, what in the world? I cannot. Not the man.
Listen, that man is clean and we support him now.
Yes, he is clean now. Yeah. Rehab.
We love that for him, okay?
Well, yeah, our but, champion yeah, did have to pull out his a couple of times, yeah. but he pulled it out. Pulled
curses, it out. Orange punches, Stokely. He won, but he did not come out unscathed. But
definitely not.
We'll see that later. We hear from John Moxley from last week. A bloody, dripping John Moxley.
He was. He went. He definitely went a little heavy on the melanin on the tanner tonight. He was. He was almost the gun club color tonight. And we already know how I feel about that. So,
yeah. But Mox says, Hangman's a good wrestler, but, you know, this is a fight on Sunday. Mm-hmm. He's going to take him down. The usual Mox stuff, but with added extra blood.
Right. Because we're not going to rip our face off before this. We're just going to come talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, after he, this is after last week with Evil Uno, bloody match. And he's, you know, he says he only fights for himself and nobody else. And Hangman, you know, Hangman has emotions and feelings. Nothing wrong with that.
Right.
So I'm intrigued. Are you intrigued? We'll get into a little bit, but you okay with a Texas death match in San Francisco Sunday?
I mean, I'm okay with it. I mean, both these guys, I hope everybody has a good time, but I'm not invested one way or the other in a winner on this one. It's just like, let them fight, let them bleed, do whatever they're going to do, and then we'll be done with this, and I'll move on to whoever else the next people that are going to bust open is.
Okay.
This was traumatic.
we're all singing. We're having a good time.
I was getting it. I was looking forward to it. I was like, I'm ready to hear the theme song. I didn't, you know. And then
lights off.
And then lights this off. Happens. And then just we barely got the pose out good before.
We did. Yeah.
I
wish I had the shot of them behind though, because that was such a good shot with like Malachi and Brody and we could see the horns. Ugh, but
yes, Josie. Baby,
we're gonna have a whole extra segment right now. We're gonna get to it. We're gonna get to the important Mika business in a second. But
oh, child. Continue.
Okay, I am very excited about this. These are all of my favorite people, right?
Right.
Love all of this. I was hoping this would be held off until Double or Nothing because I feel like this should have been like they should be the ones to take it from the Elite.
I think so, but I think it's time to pull the trigger now. And the only reason why I say that is because if it doesn't work, it can always go back to the Elite at Double or Nothing.
Okay.
But it's like, it's Kenny, it's the Bucks. Everyone knows who they are. We know they're great. The titles, they don't need them. They're not really doing anything with them right now. Give them the House of Black and see what they do with them. And if it doesn't work, snatch them back at double or nothing and let them go on about their business. But I think right now, honestly, is a good time to do it while House of Black has some momentum behind them and everyone is checking for them. Do it now and then keep the Elite right here in the back pocket just in case we need to put them back. You know?
That's fair. Maybe my brain just wanted it long, you know. I wanted a longer storyline than like, oh, 2 weeks, you know? I know. But like, but the whole thing, literally, I said this last week is exactly what happened on Rampage. You know, they had their six man, you know, with Top Flight and AR, and then the lights went down, and then Justin, they challenged.
Justin, please. We are not talking about the Sonic the Hedgehog ring today, okay? We're not doing it. We're not doing
damn
it.
Ring. It's been 4 years. We still have this ring. But anyway.
We have the Sonic ring. It's never going to change. Tony Khan likes that thing.
But I just wanted more than just like 3 weeks of a buildup.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's absolutely fair. But
that's I think that's good. My disappointment is.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm very excited.
Or maybe they lose. Maybe they don't change hands and then they do a rematch at Double or Nothing. Who knows?
I mean, yeah.
You know?
But you're right. If they do win, if the Elite do win, they also have a rematch clause. But they're not going to wait, you know, 2 more months. But
or they could. Or they could. Kenny can go wrestle in Japan for a little bit and then be like, you know what? Ha, you thought I forgot. Boom. Pull it. Let's go. Double or Nothing. So, yeah. We'll see.
Okay. I like all of these points.
Not a guarantee that House of Black will take it home Sunday. So
it's true. This was a good build though. Like this was like it was effective.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh crap! Like they just, you know, you didn't even know this was going to happen. It was unscheduled. The Bucks in there. So this was. I like this. I did enjoy it.
Me too. Mm-hmm. I do too.
The visuals.
All of it. Perfect.
Here we go.
Here we go.
The Nuva Ring Revolution ladder match.
Please. The Nuva Ring.
Listen. I saw my girl Lo tweet that out and I said,
Lo has no good sense and neither do you for saying it.
She's not wrong.
But it's okay because if I had started the Twitter segment by now, that would have been on there. But we're going to get to
we will one day. One day.
But yes, that's exactly what it is.
We didn't get any entrances though.
Technically, it was the knock the Sonic rings out of each other for the Sonic ring match because they were literally trying to kill each other this entire match.
They were. Was this point there were no entrances though? Not I was, for your boy.
It was, but I get it because there's so many of them. But for me, it was like so many very scary spots.
Mm-hmm.
Like there were some spots that I was like, we did not have to do that. Like, why are you running across the top rope of the ring to jump? Why are we? Taz literally said, that's a long way to travel.
And I don't know much about him, but I know that that's a Commander like signature.
Yes, it is.
That's his like, it's and ridiculous. He's been doing this as a child. So like,
I still don't like it. It was a lot. It was a lot. Going on. It was a lot.
I liked it, but that's me. I liked the rope running. Yes, but there was too many scary.
Oh, that's true. That's true, Joseph. It was like telling one thing to go all out since they had to do it on TV because of the Iron Man match. Yeah, that's true because. That 60 minutes is going to take up what could have been 2 other matches on the card. So,
well, they added a fight we'll get into.
Baby, that ain't going to be no fight anyway.
yeah, I liked it.
Mm-hmm. The beautiful Sonic ring dangling from the top.
But Takeshka and Hobbs?
That was I was not expecting that. That was some good, it was some good interchange between the two of them. Mm-hmm. I like that. I would like to see a match now between the two of them.
It's things I didn't know I wanted till I saw it.
I didn't. Thank you, Tony. You thought for us, and for once, you were right. Thank you, Tony. I will let you know tomorrow.
And as much as we give this man so much crap, and he deserves it, this was the right response to him being in the ring with Hobbs.
Listen, the he cackle does. I let out when he realized this ain't how I want to die. This is not. How I would like to go out.
His life flashed before his eyes. You could see it.
He knew that he was going to choke him for me. So he had to get out the way. Because I was waiting. I was like, please. Just snap it. don't kill him, but just injure.
But yeah, this is the ring, the rope walking everybody out to the outside. Craziness. Like a circus performer.
Yeah, it was acrobatics. It was stressful, is what it was. Very stressful. Just full of stress.
Yeah, but like I think Commander was like, Commander was the star, Takeshka, Hobbs, clearly. Those were the three main standouts, I feel like. AR Fox has taken all of those ladder spots, though. Poor guy.
I wanted them to stop. The botch,
what did you?
The botch with him and Andretti was a lot. Like, that made me nervous because Andretti took more of the ladder than he was supposed to. Mm-hmm. Like, that, I was like, see, this is what I mean, y'all. Just...
It was, yeah. And it's probably, you know,
give me high
TV time.
Anytime. Exactly. Again, we didn't know we needed it, but now we need it in our vein. Mm-hmm. Give it to
hook us. It to my vein. But that I want a double or nothing.
I will take that at double or nothing, happily.
Mm-hmm.
Happily. It was crazy. Scary. When I saw it and the way that Andretti just kind of rolled off of the ladder, I was like, hello?
Yeah.
That was. Don't do that, Emma. Please.
And then Ortiz and Kingston, they were like, oh, forget this. They just left. Eddie said he wasn't going to climb a ladder. Let's be real.
And it was Joe on commentary for me that was just like, this guy's crazy. Like, this is wild.
God, I love Joe on commentary.
Y'all doing a lot right now.
He was like, couldn't be me. Like, he really was like,
They would say things and he'd be like,
Sweetie, little picture. I'm Samoa Joe on commentary.
Exactly. Like, looking at them like,
But in the end,
welcome
what?
Back.
I'm gonna let you take this.
Just welcome back to me. He did what needed to be done, climbed that ladder, got the stupid Sonic ring down, and he won. Well deserved. And like my friend Keith said, shout out to Keith, kind of bringing the full circle story from what started with him, Joe, and Wardlow, because we have to remember that the feud was not just Joe and Wardlow. It was all three of them. That's how it started. So that's how it's going to have to end. And as we saw, you know, Wardlow comes out. No, I don't think it was just because he was in his backyard. I think it's because they had to bring what they started to completion. Joe was the last person that he was into it with. Wardlow was the last person he was into it with. And then their feud kind of just took off and Hobbs was nowhere to be found. So this is the way to interject him, round that off so that all three of them can then move on to whatever else they're now going to do. So I don't hate it. It's a good way to bring him back because he hasn't been on TV consistently. So that win gives him something. It gives his fans something to look forward to, you know. So I think it was a good decision out of everybody in the match to give it to him because, I mean, technically nobody needed it, you know. So
yeah, they feel they may be the face of the revolution and then like a future, but they all are established,
right?
Like, even I mean, obviously Commander's not signed, but right. He is a good example of the style of AEW and the like mix of companies coming together, and then we get to see Hobbs fight for that TNT championship next week.
We do. You look so adorable right there holding that ring. I need that picture. I need you to send that to me. You look so cute.
Somebody just Photoshop Mika right in there instead of the
right, ring. Just standing behind you.
It's like a prom photo.
Right, exactly. It's supposed to be me. Yeah. The ring should have been me. And I appreciate everybody that tweeted me and shouted me out when he won. Y'all love me because I was like, oh, of course he did. Of course he did.
I immediately messaged her and I was like, wow, this was a great day for you to come back. It was like Tony knew.
I'll thank him tomorrow.
You should, and get our money.
Listen, because our money. It's our money we need.
It really is. I plotted out the entire elite House of Black, so I would like my money, sir. But that's a story for another time. It is. Yeah, but Wardlow and Samoa Joe had a brawl. Beat up all those poor security. And that's what Hobbs is laughing at, because mood. He's like,
yeah, he was like, well,
like, you two.
Y'all figure that out. Let me know who I'm going to fight on Monday. Whatever. Just let me know. Call me when y'all are.
It'd be nice. You know what? It'd be nice if, like, he was on commentary or sitting out there Sunday.
That would be nice. I hope they do. I really do. I hope they do. This?
So.
I just. Danhausen with the matching.
You know how bad I want a tracksuit.
It's so cute.
I want one with my little face. Imagine. Yes.
We're gonna have to get some merch. We gotta get some merch. We gotta get some Dynamite Dolls merch. And yes, as you'll be on the merch too. We'll get some Dynamite Dolls merch.
Just like a Best Friends t-shirt. But yes. Best Friends are not medically cleared after they got beat down last week on Rampage. Right. So they cannot be in the tag team Casino Battle Royale. That's a lot of words. So Danhausen says, all right, we'll replace him. And Orange Cassidy is like, okay. But whatever. He's still in pain.
Yeah. Yeah. He hurts, but he's like, it's cool. Whatever.
It's whatever. So we'll see them later tonight. We hear from Hangman.
You can take it.
Under the freeway? I don't know where he is.
It's an overpass. Yeah.
It looks like the last Halloween, you know, where Michael Myers
it does, where that tunnel was, where Michael Myers it does.
And I don't want to relive that movie, okay?
Oh, it was a lot going on in that movie.
It was not good.
But this is not a movie review. We'll get into that. If y'all want to talk about that, mention us on Twitter and we'll have a conversation.
Yeah, please. So he's in basically him and his Willie Nelson t-shirt say he's going to have a fight this week. You know, no Texas death match, essentially.
Essentially.
I don't need to go more into it. You know, it is what it is. They're going to fight. He's going to beat him.
Exactly, Joseph. This reminds me of the night that they made Pac wrestle the main event and then turn around and wrestle the first match of like Battle of the Belts or something that they had going on, and Pac had to wrestle for like 45 minutes straight. I was like, absolutely not. Get him a water. He need a liquid IV. Get him a banana. Like, he is tired. And y'all just
play
one commercial break and make him stay in the ring. Y'all don't even let him go back there and rinse himself out. You just like, stay here. We just gonna start with you. Just go again. Ding, ding, ding. Like, bro, come on. Come on. We're tired.
Also, but a side note, I really like this jacket, Hangman. I would like one for myself.
We're going to have to do a jacket compilation of the AW jackets.
This is a good one. This is a casual moment.
It was.
I like it.
Me too, Joseph. He impressed me that night, too, because it ain't no way. They've been mad at me. I'm not wrestling for the time. Unless you walk out. Is the medic on call? I'm tired.
The day Mika lost her smile.
That I'm out.
Chris Jericho versus Pretty Peter Avalon, everybody. Yes, I am wearing my Peter Avalon shirt for the occasion because I said I would. So after last week, when Peter wanted to prove himself and go against our boy Ricky Starks because he had that open contract, and Jericho just got him in that porcupine suit. He's asking for revenge.
I'm dead.
You know what, Joseph? The disrespect.
We're going to let Al have her moment, okay? Joseph,
the disrespect of Peter Avalon will not be tolerated on this show, okay? This is my show. My face is on the ad. So I'm going to say talk about Peter Avalon and how great he is, okay? I don't have very many pictures because the internet's a hater, but you know what? He did what he needed to do. He got lots of offense on Jericho. He proved he's a great wrestler, everybody. You wanted to be a hater. because he was a hare and he has his gimmick, his pretty Peter Avalon. But this man can wrestle, okay? He is a veteran. He knows what he's doing. He killed it. Jericho and him worked pretty well. But in the end, he lost. And it sucked. But you know what? He held his own.
He did.
And we love to see it.
Shout out to Peter Avalon.
Peter Avalon, everybody.
We should have had the round of applause coming.
You know what? I actually have a sound machine, but it needs batteries.
Oh, we'll get batteries for it. Don't worry. We'll figure it out.
After the match, of course, Jericho says that the Sunday, no JAS at ringside, but they are here tonight. Ricky comes out. Ricky knew, and he fought valiantly until the end with the stupid hat and Daniel Garcia, who was also involved in the Face of the Revolution match. He was trying to help his boy because now they're friends.
Exhausting.
Garcia's working for that check tonight. Respect. And they beat Ricky down, of course, unfortunately. We hate it. We hate to see it. Action Andretti, we know he wasn't going to come out. He was in medical.
He needed to be in medical.
He had
himself a couple of matches ago.
Yeah, so. He was. Mm-mm. But yeah, then little, not a preview because they will not be at ringside Sunday. So
right.
But just a message, I guess, that we hate.
Whatever. This. Listen, I was with him. Until he brought up the dead daddy. I was with him until he brought up the daddy. And then I was like,
you were okay. With him. You're with him in this like boomer rant about video games?
I'm with him in the sense that he is old wrestling. He comes from a different generation of wrestling, and that's what he was saying. I'm a workhorse. We work differently. Half of the things that y'all complain about now were standard for us. I mean, we just had the Twitter conversation, if y'all didn't see it, where they were talking about Miz's being banned from the locker room for 6 months because he ate chicken over somebody's bag and how that was just okay. And Miz was changing in broom closets and things like that. It's a different era of wrestling that would not go down today. And the workers are different. And it is. It's completely different. This is sports entertainment. It is a different feel, and you don't have to be the type of wrestler that you had to be when Christian was coming up. So he's not wrong about that. You know, he didn't have to take as many shots at the younger generation because he definitely was, he was loading and shooting up for no reason. But he's a heel, so okay. But when he started talking about the dead daddy, I was like, okay. Now we getting into dicey territory. You didn't have to go there. We could have kept it classy. Like, that was not it for me. All you had is your father's good looks, and he was a talentless hack. And it's like, the man is dead. Please.
Yeah, we've done this before, and we hated it then, and we hate it now.
Yeah, please leave dead people out of y'all promos. I'm going to be honest. Leave the deceased out of your promos. Because it's no reason to literally drag up the dead.
And I'm not saying that if I died and I was in wrestling, sure, would I be like, hey, yeah, totally, yeah. But after a while, it's not funny. It's so sick. Oh my god. I hope not.
A baby to life match.
I hope to god not. But what we're referencing is...
It does feel that way, but that's exactly what it is, Joseph. That's why the rant was what it was. He knows that he is aging out. Mm-hmm. He is aging out of wrestling, and fine. You're a legend. When you age out, you're going to go to WWE, be inducted in the Hall of Fame as a singles competitor, and going on about your business.
What it is.
Fine. It's okay. Because all the old wrestlers are not supposed to wrestle in the new generation. It's just not how it goes. It's ready for new stars. And Jungle Boy is one. So he is a little jealous because, if we're being honest, it works both ways because Christian Cage can't do the things that Jungle Boy does. He just can't.
Yeah, but I thought we were done with this months ago. It's the like continuous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, leave him alone. Like, Christian, I love you. I love and respect you, but this is all you got.
Well, they clearly don't have anything else to do with either one of them. So they're going to, no pun intended, keep dragging this out until we're tired of it. Okay. Newsflash, TK, we're tired of it. Tony, bury this.
We've been tired.
Bury this with the tombstone Sunday and let's move on. Let's just move on.
Yeah, so Jungle Boy pops up.
Luchasaurus ain't even in this no more. Like, just let it die. Let it die. Minding his business like the two of them should be. I'll tell you where he is.
Look, I found Jade, but I need to know where Luchasaurus and Sheena are. I'm still on a missing persons hunt for them, okay? Hobbs just came back, but these people are still on the missing persons list.
There's a lot of people on the missing persons list.
Are they okay? No, she retired.
Oh, yeah, she did retire.
Abaddon?
Abaddon. We're going to actually do, we'll get together and do a missing persons list. And like,
we need flyers like a
post office. I'm gonna make little milk carton graphics of everyone that's missing and just start dropping them on Twitter.
Just at Tony Talk.
If you see them, call.
Yeah, just hit us up. We'll help. But Jungle Boy buries Christian.
Mm-hmm.
We see this headstone. We don't know what that means.
Don't worry. I feel like it means that Christian Cage needs to retire.
He's not
here. Go home. Yeah. And I love Christian. Y'all know I am not a Christian hater. I love him.
Love.
But baby, it's time to let it go. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, it's like doing nothing. You're just standing around. You're hanging out. You're just... You've been at the high school party too long. And it's getting weird.
You're a fifth year senior. It is time to graduate and move along. Okay.
It's weird. Your best friend is off at college. He's got a girlfriend. He's minding his own. You need to.
You still trying to show the game winning quarterback at the game. Like, come on, bro.
We'll see. They're going to have a fight.
Not a match, a fight.
Which a weird choice for both of those. Whatever. Both of those men.
Just beat each other. Be done with it.
So, anyways, we get to see Jamie and Britt.
We did.
And they talk about, you know, our match later between Tony and Cheetah, and that Saraya. Britt says, you know, Saraya could watch two former champions wrestle, but she's not. Excuse me. She's not going to be champion Sunday. Jamie wants to beat bitches up. And you know what? Same Jamie. I want to see you beat bitches up.
What we're here for.
That's why we love it. Both looking cute.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, good solid segment. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Hook and Matt Hardy. Stokely. Match.
It was a match. That's all mm-hmm. I got. It was a match.
Yep. Then we found out the obvious that Stokely's cast is fake.
Right.
Fake. This is Stokely after the match.
It's not a dream.
Nope. This happened
after the match because he realized that now he has to be in the ring with Hook and he gets no help.
Mm-hmm.
So, everybody that wanted to see Stokely wrestle, you might get your chance.
Yeah. Oh, it's short and sweet. That's all I want from Hook and Stokely. Short, sweet, funny.
Keep that man is not crippled. He is not. He's just not. Mm-hmm.
We hear from House of Black about their championships. The Elite does not own those titles. More spooky, ominous things. And they say, see you Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I'm just gonna say this. They look damn good holding those belts.
You're not wrong.
They look good.
Not wrong. And our girl Julia.
JD.
Get out. Get out.
JD. You know what? If he, I'm willing to bet he's a praying man now, Joseph.
Oh, absolutely. And here we go. Tony versus Sheeta. We got a nice little graphic, the only graphic this week. So shout out to the AEW graphic team. A good match. A good long time.
They did go for a while.
It was, I liked all of it. They, like I said, they worked really well together. I like seeing Riho. She's not off. She's off of my missing persons list. Thankfully. Listen, I'm going to take my wins, okay?
You know her. She'll wrestle and then we won't see her again for 4.5 months.
I know. Britt and Jamie come out again to even the playing field because Saraya just being Saraya and messing with things. She took her phone.
It was
surprisingly Riho wins.
Yeah. Yep.
Riho wins. And well, thanks to Britt. Yeah, Britt. Right. Britt helped. She distracted Tony. Riho got the pin. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3. Love to see it. And then we get a brawl. Ruby comes out.
Everybody's in the ring. All the people. Half of the women's locker room.
That's a lot of people. You got to separate them.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Sunday. It's going to be interesting.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
That's what we're going to keep saying.
We will get to.
Going to get there. But yeah, I liked a brawl segment for the ladies.
Yeah.
We don't see that too much. Not mad at it.
It was cute.
I don't hate it. Casino Tag Team Battle Royale.
It was too much going on in this match.
So much happening.
It was way too much. Like, that wasn't... Mm-mm.
This is a lot after you had the ladder match.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it was too much. I couldn't even enjoy this match. It was entirely too much going on.
And then the time was weird. Like, how were the time intervals? Because they were going and then they stopped?
Yeah, I couldn't count. I don't know what was going on. I really don't.
I didn't know what was happening. And it wasn't like a regular casino battle royale because everybody was like, where's a Joker? And we didn't have a Joker. So.
And then the rule with the, as long as one person's still in the ring, then your team is still in. It was a lot. It was chaos.
I don't like that rule. And I don't like it in last week's tag team battle royale that they both have to be eliminated. I don't like that. It's too much. This whole,
it did.
But I do want to highlight Maria Kanellis in this match.
Because she came out with the kingdom looking stunning. I looked up and I was like, yes, Maria, girl, please do. Make something out of this segment because, baby, I'm stressed.
If anybody can, it's Maria Kanellis, okay?
Maria Kanellis.
First lady. Happy birthday. Her birthday was this weekend.
Don't worry, Joseph. It probably will be.
Don't worry. But yeah, she took that kick from her boys.
She sure did. She sure did. But she's always been one to take one for her boys. I will tell you that.
She's a real one.
As tough as they come.
Yep. Love. She had two kids. Like, she's fine. That's like nothing to her.
She's fine. That kick is nothing.
She's fine.
Yeah, I don't know who she is.
Yeah, put some respect on Maria Kanellis' name, everybody.
Please. Please.
She's the queen. She's the first lady.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, it was Danhausen and Orange Cassidy that won.
I don't know.
I don't hate it, but I don't like it.
Yeah, I just literally don't know. Okay.
A choice?
It's a choice, and honestly, I'll tell you this, it's a choice that lets me know that it didn't matter who won this match. Nobody that came from this match was going to be the winner. It's going to be one of the other three teams.
Yeah, this is literally, it's just the Acclaim and the Guns and some other people.
It was filler.
It should have been Butcher and the Blade.
No, it should not have been Papa and Great Grandpa.
Yes, it should have.
Why should it have been Grandpa?
Because they have been killing it. They are getting reactions.
They have been killing me. They need a chiropractor. That's old.
Well, yes, they're old. That's why they need this, okay? But they have been killing it.
We already got one old person to match.
Yeah, but I prefer these old people over Jeff Jarrett.
I don't want no geriatrics in the match.
Oh, I miss you so much.
Listen, Grandpa and Great-Grandpa, they fought a good fight, but it was time to go on back to the back, find the icy hot, and go on and get ready to go.
I also just want to say, BCC going full heel tonight, attacking my Dark Order boys. My boys, Wheeler and Claudio. What are we doing?
I was highlighting with them. I enjoyed it. I was like, you know what? Yes. Yes. Do whatever. Whatever it is, do it.
So rude. The Ring of Honor champion and the pure champion just attacking people before matches. Honorable sirs.
We in AEW. This is not a Ring of Honor ring. I don't have to be honorable right now. This is under the AEW banner.
Anything they also goes, put a little logo on there and was like, Ring of Honor tomorrow.
Anything goes when they're wrestling in that ring, when that apron says AEW, it don't say Ring of Honor. So they was, listen.
The disrespect. I mean, I love them. Still love my BCC boys.
They did what needed to be done. They just did what needed to be done. They have to survive in the AEW atmosphere.
My poor Dark Order babies didn't deserve that.
Yes, they did.
They did not.
They did.
That's fine. Now, this match happened, and I was like, oh, we're done. And I went, oh, no, we're not done.
We're not done. We, in fact, we're not done because...
No. Oh. Words were said. And the only thing that matters is Bryan Danielson told MJF that he deserved to be left by his fiance.
Agreed.
Which is scalding. That
the truth.
And he did not let this man get a word in.
You've said too much. You talk too much. Shut up sometimes and listen.
You have the stupid sunglasses.
The stupid everything. The stupid title. The stupid baby shower belt. The stupid everything. It's all.
It was a weird way to end the night. Like
it was the perfect way to end the night because Bryan Danielson said what half of us have been wanting to say to that funny looking little boy since he got here. Okay. I don't care if y'all are MJF fans. Pack it up, because I'm not. And you will never hear me say anything good about, I ain't going to be rude yet. I got plenty of time to be rude.
Yeah, we're not done, guys. We have predictions to do.
I don't feel like he's desperate to be the man because if he was desperate to be the man, the crowd wouldn't pop for him like they do. He doesn't have to do anything. Danielson is just existing at this point. MJF needs a credible feud. He needs Bryan. Bryan don't need him.
Yeah. And if Bryan Danielson wanted to be the man, he could have done that when he entered the company.
That.
He wants to just wrestle and bleed and
what about his business?
Yeah, make his money and then go back and hang out in Napa with his kids and his wife. The end.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he wants.
So That Thank God to Danielson for giving me a reason to watch that match, because I'm not an MJF fan, but whatever. It's not about me.
We're going to get into this later, but all right. That was Dynamite. Now it's time for Revolution predictions.
Prediction time.
Woo.
We're going to do this rapid fire, guys. So drop your predictions in the comments as well, and I'll throw them up as you do it. So first match.
Yep, the AEW World Tag Team Championship match. Those two, the Guns, the Acclaimed, and now we know Orange Cassidy and Danhausen.
Correct.
In a perfect world, I would like to see them be like, oh, Trent and Chuck are cleared, and then they replace them and put them in the match.
Yeah, yes. And they sit back in, yeah.
Like they Freebird rule it, you know? In a perfect world. Do I think that's going to happen? No.
Joseph, I'm sorry.
Listen, if they put a belt on Jeff Jarrett on Sunday.
Don't get me started. Geriatric title holders. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it.
We may not show up next Wednesday.
Go to the old folks home. I'm sick of it. Okay. I guess we can do our predictions now.
Oh, yeah, prediction.
Said the Acclaimed. JD said no idea. Joseph said best friends.
I'm going to say the Acclaimed.
I'm going with the Acclaimed as well. Mm-hmm. I hope they give it back to the boys and let them scissor off into the sunset.
Oh, be beautiful. Jericho, Ricky Starks, JAS is banned from ringside.
It should be, but also, well, yeah, JAS is. And Drake is only one person, and he'll probably be in concussion protocol anyway, so probably won't be there.
Yeah.
Predictions, guys. What y'all got? Okay, we got Jerry Goat.
Sure. That's.
Y'all already know who I'm picking.
The Photoshop job on this picture of Jericho, though.
I have no words, but yes, Ricky.
Ricky.
I am going for Ricky. Jericho got the first win. Ricky will get this one.
I hope we don't go to a third.
Oh, God, please.
Ugh, this has to be it. I hope this is the end of Ricky and Jericho.
Me too. I'm sick of geriatric wrestling. I really am.
And I think it'd be like such a like feather in Ricky's cap to have two victories over Chris Jericho.
Right. I agree.
The Trios Championship, the Elite, and House of Black.
Who y'all got? Who y'all got?
Ooh. Well, you know what? I hope Julia, Miss, Dawn, or Nakazawa, or both. I hope she's involved somehow, you know? That's what I want to see.
JD says the Elite. We got House of Black. Joseph says House of Black with Julia Hart. I don't have a pick.
This is hard.
Yeah, I don't have a pick. I'm okay with either. I want it to be a good match. I want it to be a safe match. And, you know, I'm ready to see Kenny and Malakai go at it. So I, all these guys, just, I hope it's a good match.
I win. We all win. I don't think you can go wrong with either of these teams winning, like you said.
JD.
I.
We're not going to entertain it.
My heart says the Elite, but you know what? I'm going to say House of Black.
Exactly, Joseph. I want it to be a good match. That's all.
Hope everyone has fun.
That's it. Want everybody to have a good time.
The TNT Championship. His Excellency, Samoa Joe versus Wardlow.
Yeah. I'm going to just go ahead and drop my prediction for this one. I'm going with His Excellency, His Highness, the King of Television himself, Samoa Joe. I really feel like it is not beneficial to put that title on Wardlow yet. I think they need to let King Joe keep cooking. It's been really good. It's been a great reign, and it needs to be Joe and Powerhouse Hobbs for that title. It does not need to be Wardlow and Powerhouse. So I'm going with Joe, but you know, y'all can pick who you want to pick. JD says not Wardlow.
I just want to know where Wardlow goes after this, because I think they learned their lesson putting the title on Darby, and that's why they were like, whoop, we got to put it back.
Right. I mean, so, Wardlow can go anywhere from here. There's a whole big deal out there that he can do a whole big meaty man slapping meat beef with and go after Big Bill. Make those matches look like something. Big Bill needs somebody that can stand against him toe to toe. Take him over there and let him beat up on them for a little bit. You know, there's plenty of things that they can do with him. I just think this needs to run its course.
Yeah, this has to be the end. Hobbs, like I said, Hobbs ringside, staring down.
On commentary.
Like, I'll see you guys Wednesday. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Wardlow and Big Bill need to do the big meaty man slapping meat beef. Yeah, big meaty man slapping meat beef.
Happy birthday, Biggie.
Happy birthday.
Texas Deathmatch. Jon Moxley, Hangman, Adam Page. This is going to get messy. Literally.
I'll tell you who the winner isn't. The winner isn't the CDC, because communicable diseases. It's gonna be terrible.
The real prediction should be like, how many minutes into the match is someone bleeding?
Immediately.
We do it a minute.
Ding ding ding! Blood. Immediately. There will be no hesitation. I'm going to over under that somebody may bleed before the bell rings. Not Mox started bleeding when they made the graphic. JD, you gotta chill. I don't have a prediction for this one. I just want them to fight him and be done with it. Remember, you have to pin your opponent, then make sure he can answer the West 10 count. It can happen anywhere. Yeah. Yeah, this is gonna be some good old fashioned chaos.
Somehow it's gonna end up on the Golden Gate Bridge, even though they're not near it.
Please. You gotta chill.
It'll be the Bay Bridge, but they'll call it the Golden Gate Bridge.
I cannot. Nothing.
You know, no. I'm gonna say Hangman.
Of course you're gonna say Hangman.
I like both of them.
Of course you're gonna say Hangman.
I'm gonna say Hangman. Am I fully confident in that sense? No. But I'm gonna say Hangman. Yeah.
I love it. I love it for you.
There's gonna be a brawl. BCC's gonna come out. Dark Order's gonna come out. Everyone's gonna be bloody. The end.
No, Joseph. No. You and Al together with this fighting to the Golden Gate Bridge. I can't.
Alcatraz?
If I see them fighting on a boat, on a ferry over to Alcatraz, I'm turning it off.
This should have been at Alcatraz.
You know what? This is why I don't come here. I should have said that.
First of all, if you're calling it a Texas death match in San Francisco, like, you could have done this. You could have done this on Alcatraz.
Hey, don't give Tony Khan no ideas. It's still time.
Again, Tony, if you do go to Alcatraz, I want my money.
Cut it.
Because I got ideas.
And it will be split three ways this time, because our honorary will be getting her cut. Because she is held a damn. So.
Yep. She's also a great idea.
Run our money.
60-minute Iron Man match. MJF, Bryan Danielson.
Y'all already know who I'm taking.
I just want to know how MJF is going to wrestle 60 minutes. He's going to do all the moves he knows.
I'm dead.
He's not a bad wrestler. We saw that with Takeshita a couple weeks ago. We have to remember he actually can wrestle. I don't know about the 60 minutes with the best wrestler in the world, Bryan Danielson. But we'll see. Bryan Danielson.
I'll be honest, I'd rather watch Bryan Danielson wrestle himself for 60 minutes than watch him. Like, I'd just rather watch him do drills by himself in the ring. But
the Bryan Danielson award for technical excellency that was given to Bryan Danielson.
That part. But I will never endorse MJF for anything, so Don't ask me what my opinion is.
And of course, the AEW Women's World Championship Triple Threat. Saraya, Ruby Soho, and Jamie Hayter are champion.
What y'all think?
I don't want to say what I think it is because I don't want it to come true.
If they put that damn belt on Saraya, I promise to God.
Listen. I don't know if you've been watching, but we've been saying we have this gross feeling.
I know.
I
really hope they don't disrespect Jamie Hayter that way, honestly.
We all hope. I hope Jamie retains.
I'm afraid Saraya won't do crap, but she will pin Ruby to win the title. Drinking the hater, I'm praying. I'll even take Ruby Soho as the champion over Saraya, but I think Jamie needs to retain, honestly.
Yeah. Her reign's been kind of... We started good in the past month or so with this whole AEW original thing.
Yeah, but they can't make her reign greater than Britt's.
Well, absolutely.
Reign greater than a pillar. So when they realized how high she was, they had to knock it down. So.
Well, and I think we're also...
Chad. House of Black, Danielson, and of course Saraya. All right.
Listen.
You had me.
Chad was very excited.
You had me in the first half.
Chad was so excited last week at Phoenix. So excited to see his girl. And I love that for him, but not... Gross. But I think, I'm going to say Jamie wins because I feel like we have still been planting those seeds for her and Britt.
I agree. Jamie's reign has been random. I feel like she was only given the Real Women's title because fans want Dr. Britt to turn on her. They don't know how to book women's wrestling unless it's Dr. Britt. I don't see any lies in what you type there. So, yeah.
And I hope Ruby does not align with Saraya and Tony.
Mm. Where else would she align? She can't align with the homegrowns.
Well, they've been building her up as they're like, well, she's not homegrown, but she feels homegrown.
No, she doesn't feel homegrown. She came from somewhere else just like everybody else did. It doesn't matter how much y'all pop when you hear Runaway Ruby, she still is an e-girl. So the facts are the facts, man.
Do you see her getting in with those two?
But I think she's there to be the fall girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I agree, Justin. I think she is. And I think they may pull the trigger and give it to her. And I don't think they're going to like the reaction when they do.
Oh.
And I'm going to leave it at that. Because we got a whole other show to talk about. Whew.
This is going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's Revolution.
Yes, that is Revolution.
And we gave our thoughts on that. And there might be a post show. We'll figure it out. Keep your eyes peeled. But yes. Tomorrow is, like we said, is the debut of Ring of Honor on Honor Club. So we're going to give a quick rundown of everything you're going to see tomorrow. So, Mark Briscoe, Slim J. Mark Briscoe was in the first match. I'm assuming this is the first match going to be, just to keep it full circle.
Yeah, probably.
I'll be happy for you, Chad. I'll be happy that you're happy.
Yeah, I'll be happy for you, but that'll be it.
The Embassy versus Joe Keys, Fred Lawless.
Daddy, please. Anyway, the Embassy versus, Joe Keys, Rex Lawless, and LSG.
Yep. We got Rohit Raju and Christopher Daniels, the Ring of Honor icon himself.
Yep, correct.
And here we go. Lady Frost and Willow Nightingale.
Yeah, I understand the joy that I got when I saw this match announced. For people that have been here since the beginning, they know that there was a whole Impact moment ringside with me and Frost after her match, the match. I love that lady to death. And then Willow, my plus size queen, my girly girl, my bestie in my head, even though, you know, I have a Faye Jackson in real life to be my plus size queen. Shout out to Faye and her return. But Willow Nightingale in my head is my other bestie. So I'm loving, 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 loving this right here.
Yeah, if Willow, if you ever want to hang out with us here, more than welcome to.
More than welcome.
Bestie. Anytime. We love it.
Eddie said some Jay tried to send me an overpriced air freshener 3 weeks ago.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, Rory. Yes, we said that. Yeah. You would show up for Willow. Glad Frost to keep Willow relevant. Glad Lady Frost, she's getting this opponent. And what you guys have to also remember is the benefit they have with Honor Club right now is two words that we mentioned earlier in this show, Maria Kanellis. Mm-hmm. If you do not know the impact and the hold that she had on the Ring of Honor Women's Division and why they were what they were before the company was purchased, please do your research. I'm so grateful Maria is there because she is going to make sure that the women over there get what they need. So, and I know she's over Women's Wrestling Army and all of that, but Maria is Maria, and she's not going to be able to not give something to Ring of Honor. So I'm grateful that she's there, and I'm excited for the resurgence. Ring of Honor, little do y'all know, have had their hands in some of your favorite women's indie wrestlers. And so we are really, really hoping that it continues, you know?
This is a strong start.
It is a very strong card to start. Where is this streaming? On Honor Club.
Yep. But $9.99.
Maria put the stamp back on Ring of Honor's Women's Division after. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Exactly. Frost versus Willow. You're going for Willow. I'm going for both these women. I love them. I adore the pants off of both of them. So I'm happy to see them. Joseph says, Ring of Honor gave us Shimmer Women's Athletes for 16 years, gave us some of the stars we know. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So,
yeah. But wait, we're not done, everybody. The NJPW World Television Champion, Zack Sabre Jr., will be facing All Heart Blake Christian.
Can I just say, I hate that damn belt.
Oh my gosh, I literally said the same thing.
It looks like a toaster. And I really want them to do something. I understand they want it to look different because it's the television title.
Oh boy, does it look different.
But baby, it's so ugly.
It's so ugly. That's all I could think of when I went to Battle in the Valley like a few weeks ago. He's like, that is the ugliest belt I've ever seen. And I look at MJF's ugly belt every week.
And I hate that belt, but baby, the toaster title takes the coat.
Yeah.
The smallest of margins. Agreed.
But this is going to be.
Please.
This is going to be fire, though.
It's going to be a great match. I just want to know. I have one question. Go back to the that. Okay. When are we going to get some toner for Zack Sabre's hair?
Yeah,
that yellow blonde that he insists on wearing that's borderlining Big Bird's feathers, hate it. Absolutely disgusting. I want him to tone that and tone it quickly. Him and the belt are the same color, and I don't appreciate it. Continue. Low key, that crowned the first champ on the same show that Mercedes debuted at. Hey, we don't want to talk about that. We don't talk about that.
Takeshka versus Josh Woods.
Listen, anytime we can get Take Soup on a wrestling, I'm fine. Take Soup. Give me Take Soup.
Love to see it. Hope he has some Cinnabon.
Take him to Costco before the match.
And the Ring of Honor World Championship, Claudia versus AR Fox. another banger. These are all just bangers. Like,
it's gonna be a great card, honestly.
And I thought I missed it. But the Renegade Twins will also be on the show tomorrow. Yeah. I had it. I guess I didn't. But
I forget who they're fighting. But they'll
I might have it. I didn't get to add it.
Because I just want to add so many. That, and also for Ring of Honor, I really am glad that Mark will be able to wrestle under the Ring of Honor, you know, banner for this. Mm-hmm. I'm glad we missed Jay, but I'm glad that Mark is still holding it down for the boys. Claudia was hoping to get that revenge from the 300,000 Christmas Kings. Yes, the 300,003 Christmas Kings Battle Royale was chaos. It was a hot mess. We hated it.
I was going to say, yeah, I found the picture.
Thank you.
Madison Ray, Sky Blue.
Are back.
And the Kingdom will also be in action against the Infantry.
Which should be interesting, because that's, again, we just talked about it. Maria's not going to let Ring of Honor go on without making an appearance.
Nope, she will. No. And if you saw her Instagram last week before the Ring of Honor tapings, she lets you remember. She reminded you all what she did for the women's division.
So it's gonna be a banger, guys. It's gonna stream on Honor Club. I think it's free on Honor Club, isn't it? Like to watch the first one or something.
Yes.
I can't remember.
Yeah, I believe so.
But we will be watching it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't know if we've decided yet, either we will do Ring of Honor on this same show, or it'll probably be us on an additional show doing Ring of
Honor. This is a lot of matches. We might have to do a separate show.
So we might have to do a separate show. And it might be a new show. That'll be another show. Mm-hmm. The Dynamite Dolls will be on, and we'll have to be the Honor Hotties and the Dynamite Dolls, and we'll have to do both.
Honorably Dynamite.
Oh, I like that. Honorably Dynamite. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's cute. That's cute. I like it. Yeah. I like it a lot.
We're going to be all over the place this month. We got Ring of Honor, AEW All Access. Listen, your favorite faction will be all over the place.
That. Yes, AEW All Access. I forgot. I agreed to that. Yes. We are going to be the reality show as well.
Oh boy.
So if you don't like us, I don't know what to tell you, because we here. And I'm back.
This is Tony Khan's fault. You can only blame Tony Khan for giving us work.
I mean, hey, if you're mad about it, let me know, and I'll let him know in the press conference tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. But that was it. Watch Ring of Honor tomorrow. Get your Honor Club. We did it.
We're trying, Joseph. We're trying to make sure you get the content, because, you know, the Salt Shakers do Impact. They do Raw. They're on Turnbuckle Glam with us. You know, Santana then does SmackDown.
Yeah.
You know, so me and Al were like, you know what?
They were covering Ms. and Mrs. I went in on a reality show review.
Yeah. You know, AEW Ring of Honor, who else would it be, guys? The dedication, right? This will be the third time in a year I'll meet and talk to Tony Khan. Let's do it. So, you know, we're here. Tony owes us a check, and we'll get it. You get it.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. And hopefully, one of us or both of us will be a Super Card of Honor, and then we can tell Tony again in person.
I think you'll be a Super Card of Honor, won't you?
I'm trying. I got to get confirmation we could do the media.
If we can do the media for Super Card of Honor, I might actually come to LA for that.
It'd be fun. I think
I would come. I'm still on the fence about Mania. I might be there. I might not. Hey, if you want to donate to a plane ticket because a girl just got a new job. Y'all can. Y'all know the Cash App. DM me if you want to help. If you got a buddy pass, if you know somebody with a buddy pass,
let me know. Help us out. You know, hotels are not cheap. It's LA.
It's going to be dramatic. But, so there will be a lot more Honorably Dynamite hotties on your screens. And don't worry, our third will be present as well. Yep. It's not just going to be us. She will be here as well. Yes, nervous for Sunday, even put on the after show. I think there'll be a lot to talk about next year. I think it might be best that we do an after show.
I think,
our show
I,
along. But they asked about it while we were on this show, so we didn't get a chance to respond yet.
So yeah,
about whether or not they'll be
just
one.
Keep your eyes out on our socials.
Yeah, because we also have Turnbuckle Glam Sunday. So mm-hmm. yeah, so you might see us back to back to back to back. You know, we'll see. See, this is, you can't say we don't love y'all, okay?
Yeah.
We work hard for y'all. You can't say we'll try.
Give the people what they want.
Oh, Kat and Shay. Shane is great. Kat's great. They have chemistry because they know each other in real life. So that is it.
Salt shakers. Just kidding. I love you.
We love our other half. They're absolutely.
We're affection.
Affection. We're a package.
We're a package.
We are. We're a big package deal. It's a, oh. Whoever ordered that package, Jesus. But
whoever brought us together, oh boy.
That was an
TK,
idea.
TK, not Tony Khan.
Yeah, TK, not Tony Khan. Yeah. Yes. RTK, our fearless leader. But that was the show, guys.
Mm-hmm. We did it.
Oh, we did it.
Oh. So happy.
I'm back. I'm here.
What a night to be back.
What a night. It is a night. It's a week. We got a lot going on, but we're here and we're going to do it because nobody can do it like we do it, especially when it comes to AEW.
And you guys, I think we're closing in on almost a year.
We are.
Of this here little show.
We are.
So that's very exciting.
We'll have to do something for our 1 year celebration.
We'll throw the best party.
The best.
Better than any Jericho appreciation party.
You're going to make me order a Powerhouse Hobbs cameo.
somebody get us Powerhouse Hobbs. Sunny Kiss. Who else is on cameo? Whoever's on cameo. Danhausen?
Ah, Danhausen. Yes. Have the best picture with Danhausen.
Ooh, I hope I get to meet Danhausen at WrestleMania this year.
I think he'll be at WrestleCon, and honestly, I just walked up on him.
And you know my girl Summer Rae's at WrestleCon, so
she's always at WrestleCon. She's easy to talk to. There's a lot of people. Okay, I'm gonna give you guys a little insider information about WrestleCon. There's a lot of people that you can pay for to like see and talk to. The more popular people who will have a line. Definitely worth paying for. I paid for Jeff Hardy last year and it was worth every penny. I got to spend a very long time with him, talking to him, taking pictures, things like that. But then there are other people that you just happen upon just being in that area. Big Show happened upon us. Bray in an elevator. Maven going up an escalator. Just random. So if you're going, be prepared because everything ain't about what you pay for. Sometimes you just got to keep your eyes open because you never know who you'll see. Yes, that did happen. Eddie Kingston quit AEW and said he will show up tomorrow for the premiere of Ring of Honor. I think Kingston is going to focus on Ring of Honor and New Japan. I think he might actually be done with AEW. He's had a lot of friction with AEW. And the lockdown and stuff like that. And I think it might be better for him to focus on other things because
I think a Ring of Honor, New Japan, that feels his vibe.
Mm-hmm. It does. And honestly, we all know Eddie has one foot out the door at this point. So it's about time. Just coast your way into the sunset.
Be happy. Like, do your thing. Get some cash. Save it up. Good for you.
Yeah. That one.
And I just got to witness him and Jay White's New Japan career. So you know what? I'm happy. It's all good.
You did. Hi, Ricky. Al doesn't write, but hey, Ricky.
Listen, you don't want me to write.
Girl.
Struggle for me to write a press release, y'all.
We ain't gonna talk about that. Yes, it is about time they launched Ring of Honor finally because it felt like on TV, especially tonight, he was just going through the. He was just in the match. There was no, he didn't contribute or add anything to it. And honestly, Ortiz didn't either. They both just feel like they felt like filler, and I hate that. So put them somewhere where they can be happy, I feel like, you know?
Yeah. I think Ring of Honor would be a better fit. While AEW is wrestling, it still needs storylines and needs dramatics. And Ring of Honor is just wrestling. It's a different vibe. So.
Right.
All right. We did it.
We did. We did the thing.
Follow us everywhere. WW Talk Pod. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. TikTok. You know. Twitch. Mm-hmm. YouTube. Subscribe to all the things. Check out the website.
Make sure you follow me tomorrow for the live tweet of the press release. I will be live tweeting the Tony Khan media call for Ring of Honor. I will be on the call because, you know, your girl does the things. So I'll be doing a live tweet thread so you guys can hear all the things that Tony Khan has asked and what he says. So if you're interested in that, make sure you're following the Twitter because I will tweet it there. Not my personal, ask a question. The Women's Wrestling Talk Twitter. Right. Yeah.
This is going to happen. He's
going to ask. And also keep your eyes out for a possible Revolution post show. Mm-hmm. And also we will be on Turnbuckle Glam Sunday. It's a lot.
It's a lot. You know what happens. We got the news Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Mondays, we got WoW after show, Raw after show. Tuesdays, nothing. I don't know. Maybe a Ring of Honor show there. I don't know. We'll decide a date.
That might be a perhaps. Good day for me.
Wednesday, we're here. It's us. Yeah, girls. Thursday, Women's Wrestling Army, NXT, and the Impact post show all happening. That's a big day on Thursday. Friday, and we have the SmackDown and Rampage post show. Saturday, we got nothing going on. Check out past interviews. Salt Shakers killed it with their interview with Jay Vidal. That was great. And again, Sunday, Turnbuckle Glam. Possible Revolution. Possibly. And then we do it all over again. So, you know,
then
we do
it all over again.
And maybe add some more shows. Who knows? But where can we find you, Mika? Your beautiful face on the internet.
Well, guys, you can find me at Meek the Mage on Twitter and on Instagram. I'm also building my TikTok following. So my TikTok is, I think it's Key Amazing. DM me if you want my TikTok link and I can send it to you. Also, you can catch me on a lot of random shows because your girl has a lot of friends. So upcoming on March 13th, I will be on All Elite with Keeks on the Public Enemies channel. I will be her special guest to talk about Dynamite because that's what she loves. She's All Elite with Keeks. And I'm the Dynamite dog, you know? So we get together and we talk the wrestling thing. I've been on the Pale Window with Prof and Sloan. If you have not listened to that, that is where they go over old wrestling matches and we talk about them. So we watched Eddie Guerrero and Brock Lesnar when Eddie won the championship off of him. So,
speaking of Cal Palace.
Yeah. So that was the episode I was on. But you can catch us anywhere or me anywhere, DM me, you know, if you want to talk about the things.
Yeah. And you know, y'all can find me, L. Yeah, on Twitter and Instagram. Yeah. Just follow the things. I'm going to do all the things. And that was it. That was our show. I am so happy you're back in my life every Wednesday.
Yes,
and we get to talk about. I'm glad Hobbs came back for you. I'm glad he won. This would have been a different show if he lost.
Maybe I would have been real sad. Real sad.
I'm excited.
Yes. Big things coming, guys. Thank you guys for love and support. So, thank you guys for holding out and Asia down while they were working hard. We really appreciate y'all. We really do. We really do.
Mm-hmm. It was a good time. Yeah. But even better time. Great time. Different fun time with my girl now. And we will see you Sunday. And definitely next Wednesday.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Women's Wrestling Talk. The number one women's wrestling show on the planet. We'll be right back. Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.